Friday before the long weekend, so not a bad time actually to take our monthly moment for mental health, and we do that with Amir Salim. He's the clinical psychologist at the Mind Body Innovation Centre. And I just worked out as you worked in, Amir, it's actually been 2 months since I've seen you, so I hope you've been well the last 8 or 9 weeks.
Yeah, thank you for having me on again. Excellent. I've been well.
You've been well, that's the main thing. Now, today your topic is mental fitness, memory and mood. So am I taking a punt here that the more our mental fitness is sort of in tip-top shape, the better things such as memory and our mood will be? Am I on the right run here?
Yeah, absolutely. Your intuition's on point today.
Excellent, excellent. So how do we achieve better mental fitness then?
Well, mental fitness is intentional. I want to use that concept to get you to think about the brain more like a muscle.
Okay.
And in that analogy with the muscle, the more you use it, the stronger it gets. And the more you use it, the more you can maintain what it can do. And then, of course, the less you use it,
the reverse.
The reverse.
Yeah. All right. So with that in mind, with that our focus, what are some of the ways that we can actually strive for that?
So I wanted to explain how that works. So then that way, when we talk about the ways we strive for that, it will make sense.
Sure.
So there's this well-documented concept in neuropsychology, which is called neuroplasticity. Have you ever heard of that
I
before?
I have, yeah.
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 So the simple version of that is, the brain is powerful enough and is able to rewire itself. And we've learned that from individuals surviving really unfortunate things, things like strokes or car crashes, and they've lost ability. And somehow the brain has worked out how to get it back. So use another part of the brain to do the same thing. So to be able to walk again or play piano again or whatever it is that they've lost and regained.
So it's figured out the detour around the roadwork, so as to speak. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's rewired different connections and gone, let's do this again, but just this way now.
Okay. So with that in mind, what's next?
So then the other side of it, so when we're not using the brain, there's this other concept that's well documented that's called synaptic pruning, which is a little bit like gardening, which is like we're pruning off endings that we don't want there or we're not using anymore.
I get the feeling that that might even be tougher to recognize than the other, yeah?
Absolutely. And so the thing is, if we just conceptualize it and go, our capacity might change, just for illustration's sake, 1% a day. How do we notice the difference between yesterday and today? Right? And so it's not until we're challenged by something that we haven't been challenged by for a while and go, oh, that was a lot harder than last time.
Gotcha. Okay, so again, this comes back to more than that, more on that phrase of like, the more you use it, the less you lose it sort of thing, yeah.
Absolutely. Such a true adage. Mm. So in terms of using it, what is well documented is that the brain actually grows through stress. So there's a healthy amount of stress.
tough pill to swallow, isn't it?
Absolutely. So when you think about like when you go to the gym and you work out or you go for a walk, that's stress on the body and that stress reinforces the growth.
Now, I will guess that there is stress and there's stress, right?
Yes. Mm. So there's an optimum amount of stress. Like it, you don't want it to feel too much where you're overwhelmed or so much is going on that you just feel like you can't stay up on top of it and you just need to leave. But you don't want it so little that you're in that comfort zone.
Mm.
And so if you're in that comfort zone, it's probably not enough stress for growth and maintenance.
So throw a few examples at us that might be in that zone that's just right in the middle.
So doing puzzles, staying engaged in meaningful conversations, going for walks. So when we think about fitness, moving is one of the ways that we know we release our happy hormone, serotonin. Serotonin is our happy hormone and it helps us stabilize our mood. So when we're not moving, we're not in that stress, we're not able to maintain a mood that we're comfortable with or face a challenge and overcome it.
So essentially just those a couple of basic type of things. Yes, get keep moving, get a little bit of exercise, that'll make you a little more happy anyway. So just a natural byproduct that just will happen. And also just those little things that are a little bit different, a little bit new, constantly to keep the brain just ticking over at that right amount of pace.
Yeah, and it could be volunteering. And then also the last thing is kind of the narrative that we give ourselves. So if we think about this chapter in our lives as a time of decline, then there's a confirmation bias in that and we start to decline and we're falling in line with those things in terms of this challenge that we set ourselves and the engagement that we have emotionally and with other people. But if we see it as a time of growth, hey, I now have an opportunity to volunteer and do some of the other things that are exciting and spend more time with friends and do some of these other things, then we grow.
because you want to look at it as find the positives that will exist there. Because otherwise, if it's just all negative, you will be finding yourself becoming a victim of that momentum, I'm guessing.
Yeah. And you see it a lot when someone retires or goes on long service leave where challenge stops. Like you think about the cognitive load that you have at work or engaging in something, then all of a sudden life gets quiet and you need to figure out what to do with that time.
Mm.
If you don't challenge yourself, if you don't find ways of challenging yourself through puzzles or other things that are a little bit more complex than just being able to like casually enjoy a book that you're reading, then that's not enough challenge for you to be able to maintain it and to grow.
Mm, you got to keep the old, brain webs moving a little bit. Amir, you've given us something to think about there. As always, we appreciate your time. We'll catch you in about a month from here.
Thank you for having me on.
All right, there he is, our clinical psychologist, Amir Salim, with that idea of mental fitness and how it can impact your memory and mood this morning here at 2NURFM 103.7.